From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Former President Bill Clinton arrived in the North Korean capital today, hoping to free two female U.S. journalists in detention there. The U.S. has called for amnesty for the two reporters. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The official Korean Central News Agency said that Clinton was met at the airport in Pyongyang by parliamentary official Yang Hyung-sop and chief nuclear negotiator Kim Gai-gwan. The brief dispatch said that a young girl presented Clinton with a bouquet of flowers on arrival. Neither the U.S. government nor the families of the detained journalists have commented on the news. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were detained in March while reporting along the border between China and North Korea. They were sentenced in June to 12 years hard labor. Washington has said the journalists' case should be treated as a humanitarian matter and not related to the North Korean nuclear issue. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
As the Senate wraps up its final week of business, Senate Democrats are headed to the White House to talk priorities with the president. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The Senate Democrats usually hold their weekly caucus luncheon in the Capitol building, but that huddle will take place with President Obama at the White House today, and it will likely include discussion on some of the most high-profile items on the Senate agenda this week, the Cash for Clunkers rebate program and the health care overhaul bill. Obama administration officials have called on the Senate to back the $2 billion extension of the car rebate program passed by the House last week. While slow-going negotiations amongst a small bipartisan group of senators on a health care proposal continue in the Senate Finance Committee, the Senate is scheduled to finish out the session on Friday before a month-long recess. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Today, the Senate begins debate on the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Democrats appeared to be unanimous in their support of Sotomayor, the first Hispanic nominee, while most Republicans have branded her an activist judge. Democrats say it's not the case, but Arizona Senator John McCain is among Republicans who say her track record says otherwise. McCain is one of the several Republican senators who plan to vote against Sotomayor, despite her large Hispanic constituencies. Only a handful of Republicans are supporting the nominee, and no Democrat has spoken out against Sotomayor. Her confirmation is said to be virtually assured. Japanese share prices closed higher today following gains on Wall Street and signs that the U.S. recession might be ending. The Nikkei average rose by 22 points, or 0.2%. Oil prices fell below $71 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for September delivery was down by $1.06 to $70.52 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. General Motors says more than 6,000 hourly workers have taken early retirement or buyout offers. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has more.
The Detroit automaker says the workforce reductions are needed to position the company for long-term viability and success. GM officials say about two-thirds of the employees responding to the special attrition plan took early retirement. The others took buyouts. The company had about 54,000 hourly workers before this latest round of buyouts. Officials have said they'd like to get the hourly workforce down to just under 41,000 by the end of this year. That means GM will likely eliminate thousands more jobs in the coming months. GM announced earlier this year that it would close 14 factories in the U.S. by 2012. The automaker says about 66,000 workers have taken early retirement or buyout offers since 2006. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton flew to Kenya last night to begin a seven-nation tour of Africa. The trip is designed to keep an Obama administration promise of engagement in the world's trouble spot areas. A key item on her agenda is a meeting with Somalia's leader to offer support to the interim government of the lawless region. Kenya, the home of President Obama's late father, is struggling to overcome political and tribal divisions of its own. Another key spot for the Secretary of State is a visit to oil-rich Angola, one of Southern Africa's largest energy producers and a major supplier of crude and natural gas to the U.S. market. China has recently been courting Angola, and Clinton's trip there is intended to strengthen its ties with the U.S. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.